Andrew's the first person who's contacted us. Morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. So what's your experience been?
Well, Stephen, I basically rang into the show this morning to hear about my father-in-law who's been up in Andromeda Hospital. He was told by a doctor to walk to the hospital. He's a badly infected leg on Saturday morning. He entered A&E on Saturday morning around 10 o'clock and was seen by a doctor. He didn't get a bed, Stephen, until yesterday evening at 6 o'clock. He lay on a trolley for that length of time from 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Hold on a minute. 9 o'clock Saturday morning. I'm trying to imagine this in my head. So
yep.
9 o'clock Saturday morning.
Yep.
9 o'clock Saturday night. Then you go right throughout the night. Then you get the Sunday morning.
Yep.
Then you sit there all day Sunday. Then you get the Sunday night. You're still not in a bed. Then you
correct.
Get the Sunday overnight. It's your second night overnight that they've left you lying there. Antrim Hospital must be proud of this. And
well,
then you
I
get the Monday morning.
And as well as that, I'll add fuel to the story as well, and the fact that he was not only lying, he was lying in a corridor. No rooms, no ward, no bed. The place is absolute bedlam at the minute. The staff, I have to say, are coping admirably. I have to say it's not to blame the staff or the A&E staff or the doctors or anything like that. But what they're trying to cope with up there at the minute is absolutely horrendous. Yesterday morning, my family went to visit. They counted 14 people lying in trolleys and beds in corridors. There was three ambulance crews with people on ambulance trolleys out of ambulances waiting to be admitted to A&E. So that meant there was three ambulances. Couldn't go back out to meet people at their point of need because they couldn't get the trolleys back to get back into the ambulances again. Now, seeing is believing, Stephen, up in there. I'm a great supporter of our health service. I believe it's one of the best in the world, but cutbacks and cutbacks and cutbacks can take no more. The staff up there are stressed out. The families are stressed out. And it's just not working.
What do you say to the DUP minister this morning, Edwin Poots?
I have to say, you know, everybody knows about A&E on a Saturday and a Sunday night being busy, and we all admit to that. But I can't understand a Monday morning, 10 o'clock, that number of people lying on trolleys. That man needs to visit those before he starts to cut any more money out of our health service. He needs to see firsthand with his own eyes what the staff are trying to cope with. The staff themselves are so frustrated. And I met one of the nurses that treated my father-in-law on the Saturday morning at 9 o'clock when on Sunday evening when I went to visit, and I said I was looking for my father-in-law, and she said, "Is he not in a bed yet? Is he not in a ward yet?" I said, "No, he's not. He's still in A&E." That's ridiculous. I can't believe that. And they're having to cope with that, Stephen. They're having to tell people whose relatives, family are ill. And they're just being treated like that, Stephen.
First of all, to be fair to Edwin Poots, I know he's been in that A&E because he went up with our reporter. But it is more than possible. Actually, that's too far for me to go. It's possible that out of today's review, because we don't know what's going to be in it, but it is possible that today's review could lead to fewer A&Es in Northern Ireland. So think about that. And there are choices. And we've been trying to lay this out in front of the country on this programme. There are choices for Northern Ireland. And the choices are quite simple. When you applaud the politicians for giving you free water, now you can start to get into the argument about whether you're paying for water or not. But the reality is there is not a separate water bill in Northern Ireland, and there is across the water. When that assembly does that, they are forgoing income that could go elsewhere.
Stephen, seeing is believing. I take anybody to go down into that hospital yesterday morning or Sunday evening and see those people lying in trolleys. It's just horrendous.